USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky addressing supporters in Washington, D.C.
Russia is trying to defeat the freedom of all people in Europe, of all the people in the world. It tries to show that only crude and cruel force matters.
Russian President Vladimir Putin also spoke.
Вся наша огромная страна по праву гордится.
U.S. Ambassador to NATO Julianne Smith is reacting to a comment made by President Biden during a speech in Poland on Saturday, referring to Russian leader Vladimir Putin, saying he cannot remain in power.
What we all agree on is that President Putin cannot be empowered to wage war. He has attacked Ukraine in a premeditated, unprovoked conflict.
She spoke on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar says Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas should not take part in any cases that involve the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
This is a textbook case for removing him, recusing him from these decisions.
She spoke on ABC's This Week about text messages from Thomas's wife, Jenny, where she supported overturning the 2020 presidential election. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Foreign Minister Yair Lapid of Israel and leaders from four Arab countries in Jerusalem to kick off a trip intended to revive Iran nuclear deal negotiations. Talks to finalize the nuclear agreement were paused in recent weeks amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine, but U.S. officials have warned that Iran is just weeks away from being able to produce enough material needed to make a nuclear bomb. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Hawaii has lifted its pandemic travel restrictions, making it the first day in more than a year that domestic visitors can travel to the islands without showing a negative COVID-19 test or proof of vaccination or submitting to a quarantine period. The state's Hawaii Safe Travel Program expired at midnight on Friday. As of Saturday, anyone in the U.S. visiting Hawaii can do so as they did prior to the pandemic. State health authorities implemented Hawaii safe travel protocols in October of 2020. They announced the restrictions would be lifted at the beginning of March. At least 8 people were killed and more than 40 were injured when a bus carrying wedding guests plunged off a road in southern India and into a ravine. The incident happened on Saturday near the city of Tirupati. Police officials said the private bus, which was carrying 63 people, fell into a 50-foot deep ravine while trying to negotiate a steep curve. Rescuers were forced to scale the steep gorge and search for survivors in the darkness. The wildfire that's burning near Boulder, Colorado, is about 20% contained, according to Incident Commander Mike Smith.
We will continue to reinforce the line to make sure that the fire doesn't move towards the city or down towards El Dorado Canyon. We're going to continue to try and corral this fire up into the rocks, into the snow, which is really one of our big holding features right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.